Well, welcome to our podcast, training podcast with Matthew. Matthew, hello, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Johnny, good to see you. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Just happy to be with you again. Long time.
It is. You're right. I can't remember the last pod we did together. So, yeah, nice. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's nice. Bueno, pues bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainline. Os animamos a aprender inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como vosotros. Te animamos a avanzar rápido, a dominar el idioma, dedicándole solamente unos minutitos al día. Y nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas en academias en Google, de academias en Google. Así que pruébalo gratis. Y recuerda, como decimos siempre en Trainline, tu futuro está a un solo podcast de distancia. Well, that's it. Wow. So we are going to talk today about job interviews, the initial interview, Matthew.
Whoa, this is always a nerve-wracking experience, Johnny.
It's true. Do you remember your first interview?
My first interview? That's a good question. Oh, yeah. A long time ago. Oh, it was to work in an office that supplied office furniture.
All right.
Yeah, and I had to find leads. That was my job. So,
oh.
What about you? What was your first interview?
Wow, that was a long time ago. Maybe just was working for a reception. I think I was working summer for a reception, and I remember that one. Maybe I had another one, but I remember that one, and not only that one, but just quite a few.
Yeah.
So you always go to different places. Yeah, but it's true. Eh? It's always a nerve break. You get a little bit nervous, and So.
You've got to do it in another language. If you're doing an interview in English, or if you're an English speaker doing it in Spanish, then it just takes it to another level. No? So I think some tips, some advice is going to be good.
It's going to be fantastic. So, yeah, our listeners today are going to enjoy. So we are going to, as usual, no? we are going to play role play. Then we will explain a little bit about grammar, vocabulary, and then, as you said, no, at the end, some tips that are general tips, no, but that might be useful for our listeners who might be looking to get a job. So fine. So what about starting with our role play?
Okay, Matthew, Johnny, let's do it.
Okay, so. Then I think the setting, no? Let's ponemos el marco de circunstancias. Setting of this, it's a job interview. Okay, so I'm going to be interviewer, and you are going to be the candidate.
Okay. I've got some coffee here, so just to settle the nerves a little bit.
Fantastic. Okay, so let us start then. Well, good morning, Matthew. It's nice to meet you.
Good morning, Johnny. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with some basic questions now. Can you tell me a little about yourself, your background?
Yes, of course. So I graduated with a degree in business administration from London University. And for the past 3 years, I've worked at Tech Solutions, where I managed client accounts. And also, I led a team of 5 people.
Wow, that sounds impressive. Why are you interested in this position?
Well, I'm really excited about the opportunity to work at your company because of its innovative approach to technology. And also, it has a very strong market presence. So I think my background in client management and also in team leadership is going to be a great fit for your needs.
All right, excellent. Can you describe a challenging situation you faced at your previous job and how you handle it?
Absolutely. So last year we had a major project and it was falling behind schedule. So I organized daily check-ins with the team to try and address any issues and immediately realigned our resources to meet the deadlines. In the end, we completed the project on time and we even got positive feedback from the client.
Wow, great to hear. And Matthew, how do you handle working under stress and the pressure?
Oh, I thrive under pressure sometimes by staying organized and prioritizing tasks. You know, I found that breaking down the larger tasks into smaller, more manageable steps has really helped me to stay focused and to be productive.
Oh, those are useful skills. And Matthew, do you have any questions for me about the role or the company?
I do, Johnny. Yes, I wanted to ask you, can you tell me a bit more about the team that I'll be working with? And also, what's the culture like here at the company?
Well, sure. Look, you'll be part of a dynamic team of professionals who value collaboration and creativity. And our company culture is very supportive with a strong emphasis on professional development, work-life balance.
Well, sounds wonderful. Huh? Thank you for the information.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Well, we'll be in touch soon about the next steps.
Okay. Thank you very much, Johnny. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Okay. So, wow, Matthew, the London... the London University.
Oh, you know, I took some artistic license there. I was going to say Harvard, but I don't think anybody would believe that. So there we go.
Good. Well, this was quite a interview, you know, with some good details and other things, no, that I think that our listeners might have enjoyed. But before continuing with this and getting into the grammar and vocabulary, I think you want to tell us something, no?
Yeah, Johnny, un anuncio, no? Un recuerdo para nuestros amigos. Y recuerda que suscríbete a nuestros podcasts y, por favor, dejarnos un like in YouTube, LinkedIn, or Twitch si disfrutas de nuestro contenido. Y también puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts de chino, japonés en Hanyu Chinese School y de inglés en Trainline. No te lo pierdas.
Sí, no te lo pierdas. La verdad es que nuestros podcasts nos lo dicen mucho, ¿eh? Que hay muchos escuchantes que les encantan los podcasts y están aprendiendo un montón, ¿eh? En inglés y...
Yo tengo que ver más en chino, ¿eh? Yo quiero aprender un poco de chino, Johnny. Sí, voy a ver un par.
Vemos los podcasts en chino, tú en chino, yo en japonés y luego hablamos. Oh. A ver si nos entendemos. Okay, Matthew, let's move then to the grammar. Grammar related to the interview, no?
Okay.
For example, what grammar have we used on this interview?
I think we can maybe highlight for the listeners three particular structures that we used. And if you like, Johnny, I'll mention the first one.
All right.
Present perfect simple. Mm. And it's really useful for talking about experiences that we've had at work, maybe in the past, but they're relevant to the conversation that we're having in the interview. For example, I said when you asked me about my experience, I've worked for the past 3 years at Tech Solution. So we're using the have like an auxiliary. We have our main verb worked with the participle, and then you can use that. And of course, that gives the feeling that I'm still working in this job.
Very good, excellent. Yeah, that's right. And sometimes with the present perfect simple, we also find the past simple, right? Just it's a structure, it's a combined structure. Now the past simple, we use it for things, actions completed in the past, in a specific time. So talking about the London University, you know, you said I graduated with a degree in business administration. No? So clearly that's something that happened in the past. No need to tell us exactly when, but we know, we understand that that's something that happened in the past. Good.
Yeah.
What is another structure? Or just
No, you're right. And those two fit together really well. It's true what you say. They're good to use those. The third structure that we can highlight from the interview is the first conditional. And we can think about this as being two parts, an if part and a will. No? So, for example, if I get this job, my background will help me succeed. So it's an easy structure to remember, if and will.
Very good. Excellent. We can also remember that, explain, no, that it's from my perspective, no? So I talk about this because that's what I believe, no? It's really something that I think is going to happen. Very good. Good. So those are the main grammar structures that we have used. No? We can find some more, but those are the ones that we can concentrate. Now let's concentrate a little bit more about the vocabulary. I don't know, which words do you think could be challenging for our listeners that we could explain?
Yeah, Johnny, that's a good question. And I think we've highlighted three words, especially connected to interviews, and you need to understand the meaning. For example, background is a word maybe we hear a lot. You think about the background when you're taking a Zoom call or a Skype call, or maybe in a painting. But what does it mean in this setting, in a professional setting? Well, the question you asked me in the interview was, can you tell me a little about yourself and your background? So really what you're asking for is my professional history. Where have I worked? What experience do I have? What's my background?
Very good. Fantastic. Yeah, so well explained. And then another word expression was client management. So we would say in Spanish, gestión de relaciones con clientes, no? So you said, no, my background in client management and team leadership, no? So background, as you said, no, es mi historia en gestionar las relaciones con los clientes. So client management.
That's a really useful one. That's good.
Yeah. And another one?
Yeah, this one I think affects almost every job. No, Johnny. Deadline.
That's right.
We have a deadline for this podcast today, so here we are. It's a fecha límite para entregar un proyecto, no? The deadline. So, in the interview or in the little role play, I said we completed the project on time. In other words, we completed it before the deadline.
I have another one. I have another one that when I asked, how do you handle working under pressure? You said, I thrive under pressure. No, because I think that maybe for our listeners, no, I don't think, well, in Spanish, we could explain a little bit, no, but me crezco, no, me crezco, me crezco. Eh? Me crezco. And de la presión, no? We thrive, no?
So, I think we got to speak to who wrote this role play. Yeah, but it's a great expression, and if you can use it in an interview, then that's perfect. I thrive. It means normally we think about plants, no?
Yeah,
and how they grow. Well, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, thrive. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, but we don't say in Spanish "florezco bajo la presión." No,
no, no funciona lo mismo.
No funciona. No, pero me crezco ante, no, crezco ante las ante los retos, no. It's like, I thrive. So I think it's.
He aprendido algo,
Me crezco.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Good. All right. So then, well, we spoke about the grammar. Also, we spoke a little bit about vocabulary. I think it's time maybe just to talk about some tips. Now, I think our listeners will be happy if they just listen to some tips. That's also first conditional.
Yeah.
Good. So let's start with the first one. Matt, just share one tip. Which one would be the first one?
I'm going to go with number one. I think this in everything is really important, especially in an interview. But if you're preparing a lesson or whatever you want to do, you need to prepare well. So for an interview, you need to know a little bit about the company. It's not good to arrive with zero knowledge of the company. Think about questions that you might be asked, especially if you're doing the interview in a second language. Then you need to think about that. How am I going to respond? Also, think about how you could ask questions to the interviewer. Maybe at the end of the interview, like you asked me, is there anything you want to ask? Well, if we say no, or we haven't prepared and we can't think of anything, it's not a great look. So it's good to have at least maybe two questions prepared that you can use.
Yeah, it's true. About the questions, we might be asked, as we did, well, describe a challenge you faced. A classic, no? Why do you want to work here? So we need to be ready to answer those.
<It's true. laughs> The money. I need the money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's true. It's true. Good. Okay. So then another one, just to be clear, that's also another one. Another one that I think it's important, no? To be concise, to answer directly. We want to be clear and direct in our answers. So we don't want to give overly long answers. To the point. No? So just stick to the point and keep the answers focused on the topic.
Yeah.
Give concrete examples.
And that isn't always easy if we're nervous. I don't know about you, Johnny, but if I'm nervous, I start speaking too much. If you're well prepared, then that can help not to give long answers.
Very good. Very good. And then just we can use here a method that is called STAR, STAR, which is the Situation, Task, Action, and Result method. This helps to structure the answers, especially when describing your work experience. For example, if you are asked about a challenge you face, first describe the situation, then the task that you had to complete, then the action you took, and finally the result. That's a good.
That's a great tip.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, I like that.
Situation, task, action, and result.
Very good. Good.
And finally, important, no? Just the non-verbal communication. So yeah, we can communicate well with words, but the non-verbal communication is also important. So just keep eye contact, smile. Don't play with the phone as the other person is talking. No, and things like that.
Yeah, that's very important. That's very important.
Okay, and what about a final tip?
A final tip. Okay, good, Johnny. Let's see, one more. We got to show interest, no, by asking questions. So relevant questions that show you're interested in the company. Maybe you want to know about the position, what it involves, who am I going to be working with, what projects does the company have ongoing at the moment, maybe also what's the possibility of growth? Is there a possibility I can move forward in the company? And I guess also at this point, if you've got any doubts or things you're not sure about, maybe it's been a bit unclear during the interview, well, now is a great time to ask for more information. And then also to be proactive, you know? So maybe we could ask questions to the interviewer, perhaps turn the situation around and say, what are the biggest challenges that the team is currently facing? Or this is a nice one, what makes someone successful in this role? And that will impress, I think, the interviewer.
That's right. Well, Matthew, I think our listeners are ready, actually.
Go get that job, eh?
That's right. Just whether in English or in Spanish, no, yeah. But especially, no, because I can imagine that some of our listeners are thinking maybe just to get a job, English is necessary. Sometimes happens, no, that you're in an interview and the interview is in English, although you go to a Spanish company, but maybe the interview is in English.
Yes.
Or part of the interview.
Yeah. I think increasingly more jobs are requiring a B2 level of English to at least demonstrate that you're able to hold a conversation. So that's important.
Right. That's right. So I think we did a great job. We were being humble and modest here, but
this is the best podcast ever.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I don't know what Aline and Sandy will think about this. But
Aline's on holiday. Don't worry.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, then that's good. So, Matthew, just to conclude our podcast, just people can subscribe, of course, to a channel. But if they want to learn English with us, what can they do?
Yeah, Johnny, this is the most important part of the pod. So please have a look at our webpage, www.trainlang.com. There's always new things there to see and do. And now we're in September. Lots of people are learning. So it's a great time to start. We have webinars. There's group classes. You can get a class with Johnny as well in English. So I recommend it. Give it a try and improve your English or maybe Japanese.
Oh, right. O Chinese, that's it. Oh. Qué bien. Bueno, pues esperamos que este episodio os haya sido útil, os haya proporcionado valiosos consejos para vuestra próxima entrevista de trabajo. Y no olvidéis que podéis mejorar aún más vuestro inglés y preparar para situaciones profesionales, como ha dicho Mateo, inscribiéndoos en nuestros cursos de Trainline. Así que aprovechar nuestras ofertas especiales que tenemos ahora durante este mes de septiembre. Y empezad hoy mismo a avanzar en vuestra carrera profesional. No os perdáis la segunda parte de este podcast, donde vamos a ir profundizando un poco más en las entrevistas técnicas y cómo abordar preguntas específicas sobre vuestras habilidades y conocimientos. Así que os esperamos en el próximo episodio de Trainline. Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Johnny.
See you soon.
A pleasure. See you soon.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.